Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Mac, I don't know if you saw this video that trended yesterday on Twitter. It was a TikTok. It was a Christmas play with a bunch of kids.
Okay.
And one of the school played is singing Rocky Top. There's a little boy in the back, got a Georgia polo on, refused to sing.
Ha. Huh. Respect it, man.
Respect. No, it's 100% respect. I think that's great.
Absolutely.
That's me.
There's a Twitter handle that says, Dog's Kid refuses to sing Rocky Top at Christmas choir performances, SEC.
I love it.
I mean, it's so good.
I mean, hands crossed. Not happening.
Way to go,
good
man.
For him.
I did something like that that was an adult. I mean, I was working in Texas when Tom Landry died, and I said, former New York Giants assistant coach Tom Landry has passed away. I said, I wasn't lying. They go, no. Come on. I'm like, well, I mean, it's not a lie. We was. Former New York Giant assistant coach Tom Landry has died.
That's what I always say when I'm getting ready to do laundry. Start my Tom Laundry.
Tom Laundry.
Did you see the story that came out of Indianapolis today, real quick, before we get to Nate Taylor? The Week 15 game featuring Phillip Rivers, right? Colts have been good this year, haven't they? Right? They've been good, right?
Pretty solid.
Really good this year, right? Good season for them. Week 15, the Phillip Rivers game, is the most watched CBS Colts game in Indianapolis in 5 years. And so what that goes to tell you is that it ain't about the sports, it's about the story. And everybody went to their TV to watch this guy play quarterback. Even though this team has been winning all season long, it took Phillip Rivers coming out of retirement to go out there and get everybody around their TV because it was something different. It was something unique. It was something everybody had an opinion on. It was something everybody wanted to see. Phillip Rivers is great for the NFL at this point in time with no Patrick Mahomes and no Joe Burrow in the playoffs. Phillip Rivers coming back, man, that was a shot in the arm, and people went to their TVs to watch what Phillip Rivers is doing. It's the old adage of people love a storyline. People love human elements. People love that stuff. Sports that's there, but they went there to watch this Phillip Rivers play. Even with this team winning, it took Phillip Rivers for them to have their best television ratings in 5 years on CBS for a Colts game in Indianapolis. That's crazy to me.
Who's the guy next year? Who's the quarterback? We've seen it with Flacco. We've seen it with Matt Moore with the Chiefs, right? Didn't they call him off a high school practice field? He was like coaching kids in high school.
Yep.
Came in after Mahomes, his knee was in his kneecap was misplaced.
Mm-hmm.
And then Phillip Rivers this year, we have seen this trend happen.
Yeah.
My vote is with Kramer. I think it's Derek Carr.
Yeah, I think Derek Carr sounds really good as the next guy to come back out of retirement. But, you know, Tom Brady's still floating around out there as well, and maybe Kirk Cousins.
Ryan Tannehill, still there, never fully retired.
Who's the guy that would be doing construction and smoking cigs if he wasn't a Blake quarterback? Bortles. Blake Bortles. Is he available to come back?
Remember, you had a guy on your show?
I did. Okay. Yes, yes, I did.
He's not even that
we
old.
We remember
probably.
Those 2 years not very well. Thank you.
Oh, well. Sorry. Yeah. I just remember that take.
Blake Bortles. Yeah. How old is Blake Bortles?
34.
I'm going to guess like 30.
33.
Oh, wow. He's old. Wow.
But not that old, right?
Well, now that I think about it, you're right. But if I go in the Wayback Machine, Dusty, that was about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. How old do you think Steven Spielberg is today?
79.
You saw it, didn't you?
No, I didn't. Did I get it right?
Right on the nail.
Oh, wow. I was going to say 76 or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Derek Carr could be that guy, though, right? Mm. Like, he's not way out of the game. Now, Rivers is the exception. He's been out for like 5 years.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that happens again, but there is going to be somebody that plays quarterback for somebody this year. Teddy Bridgewater did it, right? Yep. Didn't he coach a high school team? And then they tried to help him out, and they tried to act like he was doing something wrong. When he was doing something really right.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, what, they fired him for something stupid,
well, he,
right?
He paid for an Uber for kids to get to practice.
He was paying for food, athletic equipment.
Athletic equipment. Yeah,
taking care of some kids that need help.
Yeah, doing nice things.
Yeah, just so they could play sports and follow their passion.
So let me ask you this, just totally off the subject, but like I was down at Grandview yesterday, mm-hmm. you know, with Diane Houston's class, and her history class did these great presentations, and they're going to be on YouTube for everybody to watch and see. And you learn a lot about Kansas City history. What if Diane Houston, the Kansas City history teacher, did that stuff for her students so they would come to school? She would be celebrated, right?
Yes.
Look at this teacher pouring into her students, making sure they're there on time, making mm-hmm. sure they get the education. And those kids will go back and say, Diane Houston saved my life because she made sure that I was there at school. Teddy Bridgewater does it for an athlete and everybody wants to cry foul. Butt out, okay? I think when a teacher, and that's why we honor these coaches every year with the Blue Cross and Blue Shield, coaches with character, and the CU and the Major Leagues Foundation, because there are a lot of kids out there that don't have a good home life. And these coaches and teachers become kind of like their parents. And Teddy Bridgewater doing that could have saved a kid's life. You don't know what a situation like that mm-hmm. does to somebody, or gives that kid a purpose and knows that somebody's there for him or her and has their back. And so anybody who thinks what Teddy Bridgewater did was wrong is a bad human being.
We've probably all had teachers help us a little extra and get us to where we are today. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my broadcasting teacher in high school bent over backwards to help me get some opportunities. So.
Yeah, I mean, you remember those professors and those people who did extra for you and went the extra mile and helped you out, because teachers recognize this stuff, man. They're adults. They're in the room. They can see what's going on. They can tell when somebody needs help or, you know, needs a little assistance. And Teddy Bridgewater did that, and we're going to condemn him for that? Nah, man, I'm out on that.
Yeah. I mean, I had a college professor, Joe Moore. I was on academic probation, and he was like, hey, you got to do this, man. Like, you're going to sit in my office until you get this stuff done and turn it in. I was like, okay. And he goes, after this, I'm not going to hold your hand. Mm-hmm. And that was like some realization I need to know. Like, hey, you're 22 years old, man. Figure it out. Like, this isn't mom and dad helping you out through elementary school, helping you with your homework. You got to do this yourself. Eye-opening realization.
But if he doesn't come alongside you and say that and have like...
No, I owe him everything.
Yeah. And I look, I always talk about my teacher in algebra one in high school when I was a freshman, Miss Clark, hot, and she used to sit up on her desk with her legs crossed with a skirt on, and you know, all the boys were like, Miss Clark. And I hated that class. I absolutely did. And I resented her because she goes, I'm not going to spoon feed you the information. And I hated her. I'm like, just give me the answer. And her, by saying, I'm not going to spoon feed you, forced me to go out there and actually learn the material and apply myself and figure out ways to get things done. And I'll always remember her for saying that to me. And it's little things like that that have these big impacts on you. And so I'm sure Teddy Bridgewater did all that stuff. And all the kids are like, man, this is awesome. Thank you so much. And then some adult got involved and ruined it for everybody.
For sure. Somebody says they want to throw this at us. If Minshew performs well the next three games, why not, you know, bring him back next year if Pat isn't going to be ready for the first couple of games? That's what I've said when we talk about this team moving forward, what we're going to see from guys that we haven't seen this year in Breshard Smith, maybe. We'll see what Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy are without Patrick Mahomes. Gelati's out there as well. What if Gardner is okay? Like, what if he can fit the script and do what they need him to do and get by? I mean, I don't know what you're going to naturally see when it comes from Gardner Minshew, like on the field and a team that's out of the playoffs and all that. But, you know, can he execute the offense? Can he show that he's a leader? Can he do that sort of thing? because it will be interesting to see what he does these next three games.
Yeah, it's
in a weird way.
In a weird way, yeah. And also, too, if you're going to, you know, move on, you know, from a backup quarterback, which they seemingly do every year, I hope they have the right guy in mind. If it's Minshew, if it's not Minshew, and, you know, whoever it may be. But I don't think, you know, as we've talked about, I don't really believe that there's going to be much of an issue to try to find somebody to replace Patrick Mahomes, because everybody at this point in time, again, at this point in time, everything can potentially change. But at this point in time, they're expecting him, Dusty, back to be there on opening day. And I know you can't plan that way, you know, hope in one hand and you know what in the other. But I think right now with, you know, the situation involving Patrick Mahomes, I think they're gung-ho about going out there and making sure that he is ready for opening day.
We talked about this earlier with players that we want to see, you know, kind of shine in the moment that they have the opportunity to do it. We see this in baseball all the time, right? Mm-hmm. When the team is, because we know this really well with the Royals, when they've been mathematically eliminated in the past, with about a month left in the season left to go, you're like, all right, I want to see this guy who potentially could be a roster, you know, filler next year. I want to see what he can do with the next 100 at-bats, maybe the rest of the season or something like that. And I think the guy that we're all interested in the most is, like, what can Breshard Smith be? Because one of the biggest questions in the room is, what are they going to do at running back next year? Because to be fair, and I'm not trying to be mean to Kareem Hunt or Isaiah Pacheco, I don't really need to see them run the ball.
No, it's
now,
not
I'm
being
sure
mean.
There are incentives that they have, and I know Isaiah Pacheco would tell me to get bent because he's trying to be a free agent running back that could get signed by a team, somebody out there. But I don't need to see that because that's not going to benefit the team next year. What's going to benefit the team next year are at bats for Breshard Smith.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the guy that I would like to see. And you know, maybe we don't see him, because if we see Breshard Smith do well, there's going to be a lot more questions about Andy Reid, you know, when this is all said and done on the season. If Breshard Smith goes out there and tears it up over these next three games, there's going to be a lot of people going, why didn't he play earlier in the year? You know, and also, too, how long does it really take somebody to get ready to learn this offense, to be an effective part of this offense? Because I think a lot of times, you know, we pick and choose, right? Like let's take Hollywood Brown, for example. He came in, 2 years ago? He was going to be the starting receiver. It didn't matter that he didn't know the playbook coming into Kansas City. They were going to utilize him, and he was going to be that starting receiver. You draft one of these younger guys or sign somebody midseason, it seemingly takes forever from an offensive standpoint to get a lot of these guys on the field. I mean, we saw it in this year's draft alone with Jalen Royals and Breshard Smith. And most people will say, well, they see these guys every day in practice. If they don't see they're doing good, why should you? Sometimes a fresh set of eyes is okay to have out there, right? Sometimes you don't see the forest through the trees and you continue to look and not see maybe something that you need to see because you've already gotten your mind of who that player is. And so I think right now I'd like to see those two guys. Those are two offensive weapons that may turn out to be really good. And then you look back at this past draft and you go, man, that draft was good. The coaching staff just missed and didn't play these guys when they should have been playing them.
And this is maybe a really good test of Andy Reid, because this comes from the text line. If we run out the same veterans and try to win instead of scout, and that tells you what they're not going to do, and that is change. Right? Like, if you think you're going to, do you find some truth into that text?
Are you talking about the rest of the way?
Yeah, the next three games.
Like, with all this season being gone, everything that's transpired, if you're not going to try new things now, then when are you ever going to try something new?
Yeah, you've
that's
got three games to do whatever you want. Nobody cares.
No one cares.
There's zero pressure.
We mentioned Kelsey at QB today. Like, do whatever. Try something.
Yeah, do something. Yes, it's like that guy with the stick, that meme. Do something. That's a really interesting text. Can you read it again, please, Mac?
How is it so hard for our player?
Can read that one, too.
Well, there's a okay.
No,
so
it says,
okay,
if we run out the same veterans and try to win instead of scout, that tells you that we're not going to change. And that is in result to Andy Reid.
I mean, it's hard to argue that.
No, he's right.
I don't want to argue that. I don't, you know, but
what's also going to piss me off is if, like, they put Elijah Mitchell out there and you're like, that, see?
But I think that kind of needs to happen, quite honestly. I think Breshard Smith, Elijah Mitchell, maybe Jalen Royals,
Damian Pierce.
Yeah. Like, I need to see those guys do well, because if they do well, then you look at Andy Reid and go, here's the evidence, man. Like, it's here. You had the players. We got you the guys. You didn't use the guys. And they're, I mean, you can only bring a horse to water, right? As they say, you can't make them drink. You can bring the players to Andy Reid and company, and if they don't utilize the players, what are you supposed to do? Take the other players away from them? You know, it's just kind of, you know, you know, it'll be eye-opening to see these next three games, I guess, and see what they do, because I do think this is an opportunity to let those young guys play and see potentially, you know, what you have. It is kind of like March and September in baseball, where you're not really going to get a full kind of read on all these guys. But I'd like to see them go out there and see what they can do. And if they go out there and they play well, man, it's going to be even more on Andy Reid and the organization to make sure he does adjust this offseason and bring in the running back and all that kind of stuff.
And the same goes on the defensive side, too, as far as playing these young guys and seeing what we got. Because Spags, I think, has been a victim of this as well. It's like, are you going to play Noah Williams, Jaden Hicks? Like, why are you playing 20% of the snaps? And Mike Edwards is coming off the practice squad. We were pining for Ashton Gelati for a lot of the season, finally getting to see more of him.
Is that a Spags thing, or is that an Andy thing, and who plays on defense? And I don't know the answer to that question.
I would say it's a Spags thing, because I
100% it's a Spags thing.
Yeah, just because I imagine Andy gives him that. I've got the offense, you've got the defense. Okay. I think they probably have a similar issue. And another name I'll add to this, we've mentioned Royals, Burchard on the defense, Jeffrey Bassa. Like, Nick Bolton's a guy that I really would love to see the Chiefs try and explore that trade market. We know that Drew Tranquil, I believe, is a free agent. And then Leo Chenal, I don't know what his contract situation
is
like.
He's a free agent because he posted something yesterday about, you know, this could be it or whatever.
There you go. So, I mean, Jeffrey Bassa is a linebacker that they drafted out of Oregon, fourth or fifth round or whatever, who can move sideline to sideline. Like, they need to see, is he the future? Like, what are we doing at this position?
Yeah.
They can't cover tight ends. They can't cover running backs in the flat. Let's see if Bassa's got a little athleticism, a little juice that he can provide out there.
And maybe he does. He hasn't played all year.
Hasn't played.
You know, he's got fresh legs.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with that.
Let's get Jack Cochran out there.
No.
I've seen enough of him holding everybody. Good Lord. Does anybody have more holding penalties than Jack Cochran? Well, maybe Juwan.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he's in there.
But they got to be 1-2 in the NFL.
Yeah, they honestly might be. It's pretty sad. I love this text from the 816, too. Watch the simple offense be effective. I do think that'll be part of this, too. Minshew's going to go out there. He's going to point and shoot. He's going to get the ball out quickly. And I think Andy Reid's going to get his Minshew, his Matt Moore, his Chad Henne playbook out, the one that we've been asking him to get out to help our quarterback. And that's also going to be frustrating, too.
Do you think, I mean, maybe I'm wrong by saying this, but maybe I'm right. Do you think it has been too much of a reliance on Patrick Mahomes, where sometimes they get into a situation and it's human nature to go, Pat will figure it out?
100%.
Yeah. Right?
Well, like, what is the national narrative? As long as the Chiefs have a chance, they have Patrick Mahomes. Like, we heard Chris Jones say it.
Yeah. As long as we have Mahomes, there's a chance, right? And so I look at that and I go, did they just end up defaulting to Patrick Mahomes this year and say, well, Pat will figure it out. Pat will do it. Pat will do it. Pat will do it. And then you got to a point where Pat just couldn't do it anymore because that's not reality.
Yeah, they need to let him rely more on his
guy. Yeah.
So if they can do that, and they can see that this can work, maybe that builds like an eye-opening experience for Andy Reid to think, hey, like, maybe I was off a little bit about these guys. They showed me something that I can, you know, maybe put into my offense next year. But it will be interesting to see how these guys play with the, you know, opportunity they are given. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing to play for when it comes to playoffs and accolades in those wins in the postseason. But there's a lot to play for next year if you do want to join it or stay on a team that is going to absolutely flip its roster.
Well, and also, too, I think, you know, you get the opportunity to give these guys the chance to go out there and maybe they impress somebody. And maybe that's a trade piece as well, you know, this coming up offseason. Like, if somebody goes out there and balls and impresses the other teams in the NFL and they say, hey, we like Jalen Royals or we like Breshard Smith, maybe that's something that you consider doing and making an opportunity for those guys, because everybody's going to be watching in the NFL in the last three games of Kansas City, kind of out of curiosity, you know, to see what they can do, the Kelce factor in. And if somebody goes out there and impresses, maybe all of a sudden they're a nice trade chip that you can use this offseason to make, you know, this organization better. Because, you know, that's, again, that's what they have to do. There's no secret right now that this organization needs a total reset. And that's why I keep saying, from somebody I talked to earlier in the week with the organization, they said, look, this could be the best thing that happens to us. And I don't disagree with that at all. However, comma, they've got to use it in a correct way. And that's really reevaluating everything they're doing, every player on that team. Are we putting the best guys out there? Are we putting the best product out there? Are we changed enough to kind of live in this day of the NFL? And a lot of those answers are no right now. And so you get that opportunity to do it. But, you know, being the best thing that happened to this organization is not a lie. I think it could be the best thing that happens to this organization. Again, if they use it correctly and we get, you know, Dynasty 2.0 started, then we'll look back at this and go, man, thank God we missed the playoffs that year and had a top 10 pick. And we got this guy and this guy and this guy. And that set us up for the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, because you could, you know, we're all doom and gloom right now, as we should be, and a lot of big problems, a lot of things to fix, right? Big laundry list. I will say, though, in a couple months, we're going to be doing the opposite, the optimism.
Absolutely.
And I'm telling you what, there's a lot to be optimistic still about these Chiefs. I know no one wants to hear that right now, and that's okay. That's fair. We'll do it in a couple months. But I'm just letting you know, people are going to be talking about it a couple months. Oh, wow, Josh Simmons actually was one of the best, if not the best, left tackle in the game until he left, and he's going to be back next year. Rashee Rice was on base for 1,200 yards. He's not a bad receiver. Xavier Worthy had his whole season completely shellacked at play number one by Travis Kelce. You just kind of go through the line. Oh, Chris Jones actually wasn't bad the last eight weeks of the season when he had a little bit of help from Spags waking up. Like, these things. Noah Williams was one of the best rated corner. Like, there are some positives to point out with this roster. It's thin. They have some work to do. But this isn't a barren wasteland besides 15. There are some things to work with. This coaching will improve, and this roster will too.
Somebody says, from the 913, I'm growing out my handlebar mustache because this is the Chiefs team I grew up loving or back.
Here's the other thing, too, you know, that you need to look at when you look at this team and where they're headed is that, you know, they've never been in this position before, too. And so I think, and maybe wrong word, but I think they're probably, like, from the scouting and GM side of things, like, you know, the personnel side of things, I think probably a little of excitement maybe this year, you know, going into this offseason knowing, hey, we actually have a good pick this year that we can take advantage of and really get this thing back on track. And if Veach assembles, you know, 2.0, nobody's talking about Howie Roseman, because Howie Roseman's in his 2.0 with the Philadelphia Eagles, right? The Doug Peterson era. And now you've got this era. He's in his 2.0. Like, things change in sports. We were spoiled. Again, this team was in the playoffs 10 consecutive years, which is the second longest streak all time in NFL history. That's amazing. They were one behind the New England Patriots of 11. So what they've done has been historically awesome. It's okay to have a down year and then use that the right way to move forward. And look, we're not the only ones that are talking about this. Vegas has odds about the Chiefs making it back to the playoffs. 64.3% chance they say the Chiefs are in the playoffs next year. And they haven't done anything with their roster yet, right?
It's only going to get higher.
Yeah.
After a draft, after some acquisitions.
Oh, yeah, because people will be Chiefs horny about May 1st when they see the draft and free agency's over.
That first Mahomes video is going to come out of him running or whatever.
That first mini camp will be early May, and we'll have the rookies in here. I mean, the sports horny will be out in full force with the Chiefs once the draft and the free agency period is over.
Yeah, I know I shouldn't be interested in this game on Sunday, but I am. Like, it will probably be on the Red Zone TV because they'll show me what I need to show of this game. I don't need to watch, like, basically the all 22 of this game, but I will be interested to see, like, who takes advantage of their opportunity, because this is, you know, like the replacements. This is one of those things where, like, the guys are going to come back next year, but you can too, if and only if you show that you could be a valuable piece to this team next year. I mean, obviously Jelani will be back next year. Rashard Smith will be back next year. Bassel will be back next year, but what will your role be? Can it elevate itself by what you show with a team that's, you know, down and out? Like, don't let that affect.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Affect you and your play.
That's exactly right.
You know, let those paychecks and let that next year's roster affect what you're going to do.
Yeah, one of the pieces of advice I got from my professor Tom Hedrick in college when we were learning play-by-play, because the game can be bad, but you can't. And so that's the advice that I've used in my life for sports forever and a day, shout out Tom, is that, yeah, the game cannot matter, but that shouldn't matter to a guy like Jeffrey Bossa. The game doesn't matter, but your play matters. For you, it matters. Go out there and dominate, man.
No doubt. Coming up on the other side, NBA expansion. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.